Hundreds of women, men, children, and dogs are marching along Pioneer Avenue, holding signs for all sorts of issues from climate change to minority rights.
I saw a young child carrying a sign about don't forget to fund childcare. And I saw a little boy carrying a sign that said, my sister can do anything.
Volunteer Angie Newby watches the signs go by and directs people toward Wisdom, Knowledge, Faith, and Love Park in downtown Homer. Even with their variety of signs, she says there is a theme.
Love your neighbors, all of your neighbors. There's no planet B. We're all in planet A together. You know, it's a very inclusive message.
She feels the overall mood is one of camaraderie.
And I think there's a great deal of community, a lot of people talking to each other, total strangers, and people catching up.
Sandy Garrity, the coordinator of the march, says inclusiveness was one of the most important elements in planning the event.
I think that's important for us in this community because our intent is not to divide the community, to bring everybody together for a purpose, and our theme this year is Together We Rise.
But amid calls for unity and positivity, many marchers couldn't help but express anger at the Trump administration. Marcher Barbara Kennedy holds up a sign with the word togetherness on it, but she says there was one person who inspired her to march.
Trump. Trump, Trump, and more Trump. I can't take it anymore.
And what message do you hope that this march sends?
That we impeach him quickly. if not, to just throw him directly into jail.
Despite national politics looming over the march, there was an emphasis on grassroots change and getting out the vote. A handful of community leaders spoke, including council member Rachel Lord, who celebrated making local change.
Last summer, I decided to run for Homer City Council. I realized that if I wasn't willing to sit at the table, others would be. And I believe in local government. I believe in the process. I believe in our democracy.
She, too, spoke about coming together.
I believe my role and the role of all of us, all of you who are frustrated and ready for positive change, our role is to listen and to engage thoughtfully, to be open to gray areas, push back against the polarization and the separation of issues into black and white.
At the end of the march, attendees had an opportunity to register to vote. Some left the march saying they felt more energized and hopeful than a year ago. Others said the state of things made them feel more depressed. But even for those who don't follow politics, like Lila, Cecily, and Ada, the day still seemed to have an impact.
What do you feel like right now?
Happy? Being loved, and there's peace in the air, and that's awesome.
Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.